Animated video.
What does the Cybersecurity Act mean for your organization in the healthcare sector? The digital resilience and cybersecurity of important and critical sectors must be increased. This includes the healthcare sector. This is why the European Union has adopted the Network and Information Security Directive, the NIS2. In the Netherlands, this directive is being implemented into national law as the Cybersecurity Law. This law will take effect in 2026 and its obligations will apply immediately. This means that from then on, many organisations in the healthcare sector will have to comply. Therefore, it's important to check in advance whether your organisation falls under the Cybersecurity Law so you can take the necessary steps and ensure your organisation is well prepared. Does your healthcare organisation fall under the Cybersecurity Law? There are two criteria. First, your organisation must belong to one of the following subsectors: healthcare providers, entities carrying out research and development of medicinal products, entities manufacturing basic pharmaceutical products, and manufacturers of medical devices in emergency situations. Second, your organisation should have at least 50 FTEs, or it needs to have a turnover and a balance sheet total of more than 10 million euros. If your organisation meets these requirements, it falls under the Cybersecurity Law. For larger organisations, service disruptions are likely to have a greater impact on the economy and society. This is why the law distinguishes between important entities and critical entities. The Health and Youth Care Inspectorate supervises these entities. For an important entity, this happens after an incident, or if there's a suspicion of non-compliance with the law. Critical entities are supervised proactively. Your organisation is critical when it employs at least 250 FTE, or when it has a turnover of more than 50 million euros and a balance sheet total of more than 43 million euros. Please note that an exception applies to manufacturers of medical devices. What are your rights and obligations as an entity? Under the new law, organisations will have a registration obligation and an obligation to report incidents. If your organisation falls under the law and a cyber incident occurs, you have the right to receive support from ZCERT, the Cybersecurity Expertise Centre for the healthcare sector. Organisations also have a duty of care, which requires organisations to conduct a risk assessment. Based on this analysis, appropriate measures must be taken, such as access control policies, incident management, or cybersecurity training. The well-known ISO 27001 or NEN 7510 standard framework are a good starting point for many organisations. Implementing these measures will take time. This is why it's best to act now. Find out whether your organisation falls under the Cybersecurity Law and what steps you can take to be well prepared. Act now. Datavoorgezondheid.nl/weerbaarheid